As Dan mentioned, and as I just prayed, today we are having a special speaker that is well known to most of us who are regulars here. Nick Liu actually grew up in the church, as most of us know, but he has been studying at CIU as a youth ministry major. He's been doing his internship at our church, which he officially completed end of July, I believe. We had him on the preaching schedule in July to be part of his internship experience, but we had joint worships and a missions trip, and so the timing didn't really work out, so we kind of pushed him back into August. But he was gracious enough to still want to bring God's Word to us, and so let's welcome Nick now to share the Lord's Word with us.
All right, I guess we'll just pray real quick. God, I just want to thank you for just this opportunity to speak and for your gospel that you've given to us. And I just pray that you would really speak through me and use me to proclaim truth in this space today. And just praise in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so I guess I'm going to take a real quick tip out of Jesus' teaching book and sit down. I don't know if everyone kind of looked at the bulletin so far and saw that we're looking in Matthew 13 today. So if Esther could put that up. Right, if you guys want to read that together. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat by the lake. Such a large crowd gathered around him, and he opened the door to ask them. The Father, teach us to pray, for all the people stood on shore. Then he told them many things in parables, saying, "Farmer went out to sow seed. As he was gathering the seed, some fell along the path, and the birds came. Passage, please. Listen then. Thank you. So, contrary to popular belief, I did not actually still want to preach today, but I'm here anyways. I think that kind of like ties in towards the end of today's message with Jonah, and obviously we didn't just read Jonah, but I think that's also something that we'll kind of get into later. But when Pastor Tom and Dan and the email that I saw that said I was preaching came to my attention, initially, I kind of thought, first of all, why? I don't want to, because I've never done this before. And then the second thought was kind of like, what am I going to talk about? And I think it was kind of appropriate, since it's like the end of my internship, that I should talk about my experience and just my experience in ministry here and at CIU for the past like 3 years or so. So with the passage we just read, I think a lot of us probably have had like a thought, okay, this is usually meant for like evangelists, you know, they're being shown like, oh, people will react in these kinds of ways. But I think when I was reading over it, there was also like another hidden truth, I guess, to that message that Jesus spoke. And I think that kind of starts with really identifying like who each of the players in the parable are. So one's obviously the farmer. They're kind of the only one that actually does anything, right? They're out there sowing seed, and then it's just like, oh, this one lands in a good area, this one lands in a not so great, and then the other two spots are not great either. So I think when we think of this passage from an evangelistic standpoint, we're usually cast as the farmer, right? We're usually the ones that are going out there sowing the seed. But for today's purposes, I think my thoughts are really just that God and Christ are the farmer. They're the ones that are really preaching to us and sharing the gospel and sowing that seed in our hearts. And obviously, I think we all know the dirt kind of refers to us as people, sometimes as believers, and just like how we personally react to the gospel, right? So, yeah, I think that kind of brings me closer to my first lesson. And there will be three kind of big lessons that I took away from this passage and Jonah today. So the first lesson is really God is the one that works, and he's the farmer. He's the one that's sowing the seed, tending the crops, and taking care of the fields. And I think besides that, we can really take away that we aren't doing anything. You know, so you think of a pile of dirt. It doesn't exactly move or become alive at any point. Unless, you know, somebody does something to it, you know. Some examples that came to my head are kind of like rock formations and canyons and, well, in this case, roads as well. It's just like, those things don't happen by themselves. The dirt doesn't just say, I'm going to be a rock, and I'm going to look cool for people to drive by on the highway and look at, or stop and I'm going to be the Grand Canyon, you know, and just let a river run right through me, right? But on the contrary, the dirt didn't do anything, you know. The wind, the water, the rivers, and people are the ones that are moving the dirt and really creating these formations, the canyons, the roads, the fields. And that's something that kind of like I've been learning gradually over, I guess, my whole life. It's just like, no matter what I do, it doesn't exactly matter. You know, I'm just a piece of dirt. I'm not gonna affect the dirt next to me. I'm not gonna, I guess, change from like rocky to good soil without somebody helping me, right? And I think that help really does come from God. And my example for this was just like me in school. I don't exactly get along with school. Homework's not exactly my thing. Reading's not exactly my thing. Sometimes I can test well, but not all the time. And I think, like, when I think back to my college years, I really do just, like, I'm like, no, how did I survive? Like, I don't study much. I don't read. I don't really prepare well. I'm kind of mediocre at writing sometimes. And I think when I was at CIU, it really just, like, brought to my attention how much God really just works in my life and works through the people around me, you know, constantly. Professors were just like an example of grace to me. Oh, you turned this in late, but, you know, you kind of didn't want to graduate, so I'll give you some grace there. And then, you know, you don't show up sometimes, but it's fine. You can catch up on the work later. So, yeah, like, 2 years at Clemson and then I guess 3-ish years at CIU really showed me, like, I need help. And God is going to do that for me as long as I, like, build towards his goal, build towards his mission, and really, you know, begin to use that seed that he's given us. So, lesson number 2 kind of brings us to Jonah. And I guess I'll kind of just recap that if anyone doesn't know the story of Jonah. But there's a dude. He's a prophet. God talks to him. He's like, go speak to Nineveh. And he's like, no. So he runs away. Gets swallowed by a fish. He prays in the fish stomach. It was kind of weird. But then the fish spits him up. God's like, go preach to Nineveh. He goes, still not happy about it. But God still works through him. He still saves the city of Nineveh. You know, he makes the whole city repent, all the way from the lowest peasant and the lowest animal to the king, right? And then God forgives them. But I think the lesson here for me is really just like, I am Jonah sometimes. Maybe not for the same reasons. I didn't want to preach because I don't preach to anybody older than 18. But Jonah obviously did it out of, like, hatred, and he did it out of racism, didn't like the Ninevites. But going back to the dirt example, God is this amazing farmer, and also at the end of Jonah, God just decides, oh, I'm going to make a plant pop up out of the ground and just shade Jonah, because he's obviously mad, and he's just going to sit here and wait until I destroy Nineveh, but it's not going to happen. And I think that is, like, another sign of just God's grace to us. He made the plant come up out of nothing, right? So who says we can't just, like, plant the gospel in everybody's heart and, you know, job's done, mission's over. You know, we don't have to do anything. But that's not what he does for us, right? That's not what he does in real life, in reality. He uses us. He uses the dirt. He uses the good soil, and he builds up these crops, and he builds the gospel within people, and he uses people to spread his word, spread this message of salvation, you know. And I think, thinking back to the first point of just how we don't do anything, and we're not, like, good enough sometimes, too, with the different kinds of soil. Like, God still uses us. Even in Jonah's angry preaching, I don't know what he did. He was probably like, you guys are going to die. Get over it. I'll be waiting up there to watch. But God still uses that to save all the city. You know? And even in all my failings, even in the various Friday night talks that I've had, the ill-prepared lessons, I guess sometimes years of bad small groups, he still uses that to share his word. He doesn't just, you know, skip over us. He wants us to join into this undertaking, into this mission with him. So that kind of leads me to my final lesson, and this might be a little shorter than I thought it was, but that would be just don't forget to rest. It's not exactly in the passage, but I think we can see in like Leviticus and Exodus, God's commands for the Israelites. You know, he's talking to them about farming and agriculture, and he's like, do this for 6 years, and then just let your field sit. And some of it was because whatever happens on the seventh year, you know, you can feed the various people that just come by to pick up food. Or on the other hand, that seventh year is used to rest the soil and really bring back the nutrients into it. And I think that's kind of like us. If we just continue to work tirelessly, we just work year in, year out, day after day, and we're just always like, oh, I want to do this for the Lord. I want to go on every mission trip that's available. I want to, like, I don't know, talk to every person on the road that I see and really just share the gospel with them. That's good, but then that's also, like, bad for us, right? We're going to kill ourselves doing that. And I don't think God wants that in our lives. He wants us to really refresh ourselves in him and really be able to grow ourselves, not just like pour our whole hearts out and then never be filled up again. He wants us to take that time to just come before him and take his love, take his grace, take his gospel in again, so that we can go out and do better works than we would have done. And I guess my example for this lesson was kind of just with Dan and Anita. I feel like I never really see them rest too much, and they're always just tiring themselves out. So last year? I think a few of the older college and now working people kind of grouped together to gather some funds for them and really let them relax, you know. I think that's part of the reason why Dan's glad I'm kind of doing youth ministry here, so he doesn't have to always do everything. But I think we should take joy in our times of rest, you know, even though we're not actively like, oh, preaching the word or sharing the gospel, praying for everyone. We can know that we do this so that we can do that later. We do this so we can become better ministers in the future. Yeah, so I guess to close kind of quickly, first lesson is just that God is the one at work. God's the one that's changing people's hearts. And I guess I didn't mention this, but the different types of soil, I feel like Jesus kind of didn't use this example just for, oh, these people are going to stay this way forever. But, you know, not every field that grows food was just, you know, already perfect and well-nurtured and well-nourished. But people had to take time and, like, really invest into it so that they could get a good crop out of that, right? So God can really change people's hearts and really work in that. And I think it's good to remember that He is the one that is working, not us. We're just, you know, dirt. We're not going to change a rock from being a rock, or a road from having people walk on it. You know, we can't do anything. They're just going to keep walking all over us. But God's the one that can change that, and He's the one that works in us and really grows the gospel in us. So then, point number two, God wants us to participate in this mission. And I think going back to Jonah, this is kind of like a big deal, you know. God wants us to be a part of this. So take that opportunity. Don't just, like, sit by, oh, you know, God's going to let things happen. He's going to bring it into my lap. I'm definitely guilty of this. I am a very passive person when it comes to seeking opportunities and other things. But it's just like with Jonah, you know. He has the chance to preach to, I guess, Israel's enemy number one at the time, Nineveh, you know, the capital of Assyria, I think. And he says no, he doesn't want to do it, even though this is, like, a really big deal. And it's kind of the same for me, you know. I had this chance, and I didn't want to do it. But when God kind of, well, asks you and welcomes you into this, I think our first response should just be, do it. You know, go with Him. Because what does it matter? We're not the ones working, right? Why are we scared of failure, embarrassment, or anything else when God's the one that's going to be doing all the work? He's going to be changing hearts and lives. So I guess point number three, lesson number three, remembering this, keeping this in mind, like God's the one that's working and not us. Don't just tire yourself out, you know. Remember to take rest, take time to really refresh yourself in God, and just renew your soul, renew your body, so that you can continue to work for Him in the future, you know. Don't just be a field that's overworked, overused, and, you know, then you're just set aside forever because you can't do anything anymore. You don't give any good fruit. I think one final time, we'll just go over. God's the one working in us, and He welcomes us in into His mission, so take that opportunity. But remember to really rest and refresh yourself, renew your soul in Him. Don't just work endlessly. And so we'll just pray real quick. God, I just want to thank You for Your word. And just pray for each one of us that no matter where we go, You just continue to work in us and preach to us, Lord, and just remind us of Your gospel every day. And just pray for the people here as they heard my words, that You just really speak to them. And regardless of how good I was as a speaker, just that You would really plant your message and Your truth into their hearts, and just pray for the rest of this day and the rest of this week, just that you would continue to be with us and really grow and nourish us and help us to be fruitful in our lives for you. And I just pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you.